Welcome back to the Hot Tip Best Daily Pick Show for Thursday, July 29th. Got some more MLB action on slate for today's card, so let's just get right into it. First game we're taking a look at today, the Atlanta Braves taking on the New York Mets. Drew Smyly on the mound here for the Braves, 7-3 on the year for him. Tywin Walker on the mound for the Mets, 7-4 on the year for him. And it seems like I'm always betting on this Braves team, or at least on the games that Drew Smyly is pitching. But when it comes to him pitching here in this one, you know, he's got a 4.29 ERA on the season with a 1.34 whip. Walker of the Mets, a 3.44 ERA, 1.1 whip. And both these pitchers aren't the greatest strikeout pitchers in the world, but neither of them are horrible. You know, Smyly at 20.4 strikeout percentage, Walker slightly better here at 23.3. But they both struggle a little bit with the walk. Smyly walking guys 8.7% of the time, Walker a 9.3 walk percentage. And really when it comes to, you know, just pitching in general, both kind of middle of the road pitchers, if we're being quite honest, you know, that tend to lean, you know, they do a good job winning games, but not necessarily the, you know, jumping off the stat sheet by any means. You know, a 248 expected batting average for Smyly with a 440 expected slugging. Walker, a 244 expected batting average, 402 expected slugging. And both these pitchers do kind of middle of the road again, giving up hard hits, 39.5 hard hit percentage for Smyly. Walker, a 39.5 also. And Smyly, an 89 average exit velocity. Walker, an 89.5 average exit velocity. So really, however you take a look at either of these two pitchers, I don't know that in either one of them really has a huge edge going into this game. The Mets in general, though, just like to play good defense. You know, they only allow 3.84 runs per game while scoring 3.88 runs per game. Braves scoring 4.77 runs per game while allowing 4.33. But I really do see this game as, you know, an over game. I think these two pitchers, while they've pitched good this season, I think, you know, towards the end of their days, I think we give up quite a few runs here. You know, the Braves 7.91 hits per game while allowing 7.95. The Mets 7.45 hits per game allowing 7.23, so kind of right on the precipice there. And the Braves have a plus 45 run differential, Mets only at plus 4 right now. But really, these two teams are very, very even. Obviously, the NL East competition is going to be very tight, but really going into this game, I think that the over 8.5 is probably the play here, just with the pitching matchups with these two teams, how they kind of contrast against each other, you know, with the Mets defense, the Braves offense. I really like the 8.5 over in this game. Now for the second game on the card, we're looking at the Brewers taking on the Pirates. Brewers, Freddy Peraltra on the mound in this one, 7-3 on the year for him. Chad Kuhl on the mound for the Pirates, 3-5 on the year for him. If Peraltra, you know, some great pitching for this Brewers team, a 2.29 ERA, absolutely off the charts, 0.89 whip. Chad Kuhl, you know, not the worst in the world with a 4.38 ERA, 1.36 whip. Really, you know, playing on this Pirates team, it's been tough to say the least this season. But Peraltra has, you know, kind of pitched off the charts, striking guys out 35% of the time. I don't love his walk percentage, 11.5 walk percentage. You know, I'd love to see that a little bit lower. But cool, you know, at 19.9 strikeout percentage, nothing special by any means, but definitely not the worst I've seen, and a 12.8 walk percentage. But really what stuck out to me about these two pitchers and why I actually lean the under here in this game is neither of them give up huge hits. You know, cool, only a 35.1 hard hit percentage with an 87.9 average exit velocity. Peraltra is a 34.4 hard hit percentage with an 87.1 average exit velocity. And Peraltra actually a 153 expected batting average, a 263 expected slugging. You know, expected slugging less than some guys' batting averages. You know, it's is, you know, you're doing some good pitching. Kuhl, on the other hand, not horrible either. A 232 expected batting average, 378 expected slugging. So really just two very good pitchers. And especially for the Pirates, one of their better pitchers on the mound here in this one. And while the Pirates do not do a great job on defense, giving up 4.98 runs per game with 8.24 hits, the Brewers do a pretty good job at 3.7, only giving up 6.91 hits per game. But really, how I see it going in this game, I think the Brewers, you know, obviously are the favorites here in this game. But this Brewers pitching, I think, matched up here against this Pirates pitching, it's going to be a lot closer than I think a lot of people think. And I think that's why we see a lower total here than You might guess for a Pirates game with it only being at 8. I think this is actually, you know, kind of a pitcher's duel through and through. And this Pirates team, you know, opponent batting average of 251, which isn't the worst in the world. Brewers only 211, which is much better. And the Brewers, you have a plus 74 run differential, while the Pirates negative 131. So Pirates are not a good baseball team. Obviously, everyone knows that. And the Brewers are a very good baseball team. But for this specific pitching matchup, for this specific game here in late July, I absolutely love the under 8 in this one. In the final game on Thursday's card, we got the Orioles taking on the Tigers. Alexander Wells on the mound here for the Orioles. He is 1-0 on the season, but pretty big, you know, asterisks here by all this. He's only pitched 10.1 innings this season, so obviously doesn't have a ton of MLB action under his belt going into this one. But Casey Mize of the Tigers is also on the mound, a 5-5 record for him. And for Mize, a 3.63 ERA, 1.13 WHIP. Isn't horrible by any means. Wells did not look great, you know, in his first 10 innings in the majors, a 4.36 ERA, 1.55 WHIP, and only a 17% strikeout percentage. Miz hasn't done much better striking guys out, only 20.2. Does do a pretty good job keeping guys, you know, keeping from walking guys at 6.7%. Wells not great at all, 12.8%, and Wells hard hitting percentage, granted very small sample size, so it's hard to put much, you know, emphasis on this at all, but a 51.5 hard hit percentage and a 91.7 average exit velocity. For Miz, a 42.1 hard hit percentage, 89.2 average exit velocity. So from what we've seen for these two guys this season, give up some big hits, and Wells is, you know, expected batting average 306, expected slugging 527, but again, those numbers really mean little going into this one. For Miz, however, though, a 255 expecting bat average, which isn't the worst, but a 474 expected slugging, would like to see that a little bit lower for him, which is why I lean the over here in this game. I think it's two pitchers who really, you know, haven't proven a whole lot this year. The Orioles, you know, giving up 5.51 runs per game. I think we see more of that here in this one. Tigers 4.85. So two teams, they do, you know, just give up a lot of runs on defense. The Orioles also give up 9.15 hits per game. The Tigers giving up 8.22, and the Tigers opponent batting average 248. Orioles 268, and both these teams far on the wrong side of run differential, minus 134 for the Orioles, minus 57 for the Tigers. So two teams that, you know, near the bottom of the league, you know, so it's not going to be a great game to watch as far as fireworks or anything like that. But I think it's an over game. You know, the 9.5 is a little bit over, or a little bit higher of a total going into this game. But really, with these guys on the mound, with these two teams in play, I think we see some pretty sloppy baseball, which, you know, accounts for more runs. So I like the over 9.5 for that game. And that is it for the Hot Tip Bets Daily Pick Show. If you want to see picks for every game happening in the MLB today, head over to hottipbets.com. Check out the computer model picks for all the MLB action up there. Also on the website, check out all of the college football and NFL previews. Got a couple conferences, couple divisions out in the NFL. So working on getting the way through some of those, but go definitely check out those videos if you want to see some football stuff. And also follow me at Hot Tip Bets Chris on Twitter and Instagram to stay up to date on everything I'm doing there, as well as on the Best Stamp app. Get early access to all the picks, and also follow the Hot Tip Bets main accounts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, so you stay up to date with all of the stuff going on there. As well as, if you're watching here on YouTube, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future content, and most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on for today's MLB slate. And that all wraps it up for today's show. Thanks for watching, and I will see you guys tomorrow.